We're on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, and we're on the top of the Amud. But first, let's just quickly review. We had a principle called Ad V'Lod Bechlal, and we applied that twice to Rabbi Yehuda. First, in the case of the Sofsman Kriyas, Sofsman Tefilas Shachris, and we said Ad Arba Shos, which means until the beginning of the fourth hour. That's called Ad V'Lod Bechlal. And with regard to the Sofsman of Mincha, where Rabbi Yehuda said Ad Plaga Mincha, and we're going to say again Ad V'Lod Bechlal. So the Gemara says the following. Elamai, top line, Ad V'Lod Bechlal. If that be the case, Amos Seifa, let's take a look at the Sefer of HaMishnah, V'shal Musafim Kol Hayom, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Sheva Shos. Let's apply the principle of Ad V'Lod Bechlal to Rabbi Yehuda's third statement in the Mishnah, namely about Musaf, the end time of Musaf, which is Sheva Shos, Ad V'Lod Bechlal. V'tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Hoyle fun of state filos, achashal musaf, viachashal mincha, mispalshal mincha, viachkachshal musaf. This is the shita of the Tanakama, that mincha comes before musaf. So the premise here of this price is that we have an overlap, some sort of moment in time in which he's chayiv in both musaf and mincha. And according to Tanakama, that makes sense because musaf is kol hayom. And he should daven mincha first. That's the sequence, because the principle zo tadira v'zo eina tadira. Mincha is a daily tefillah. Musaf is only on Shabbos and Yontif. So all this is the Tanakam of the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda omer mispal shel musaf yachkach shel mincha shezo overis v'zo eina overis. Musaf has a very limited amount of time. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Ad Sheva Shos. Whereas Mincha, you have until evening. Iyamit Bishlema, if you're going to tell me Ad V'Ad Bechlal, it means that when Rabbi Yehuda says Musaf is Ad Sheva Shos, what he means is including the seventh hour, Hayne de Mishkachasle. Now we have a Mitzius, we have a possibility of State Fields by the Adadi, of an overlap of both Musaf, which is until the end of the seventh hour, and Mincha, which is at 6.5 hour. So we have that half hour of overlap. The last half hour of Shashishis, and that's when there's a Tfilas Musaf, if you hold Ad V'Ad Bechal, Iyamer Ad V'Lod Bechal. He can tell me that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the latest time for Musaf is until the seventh hour, that means until the end of the sixth hour. And we know that Mincha starts at 6.5 hours. Hechi Mishkaches slash Tei Tefilas Badi Adodi. The whole issue of which comes first, Musaf or Mincha, is totally impossible. Kamen di Asolah Shel Mincha Azla Shel Musafim. Once you're already in the 6.5 hour, then you've already passed the time for Musaf. So there's no choice situation as to which should come first, El Amai. So therefore, we have to assume Ad the Ad Bechlal, which means that Rabbi Yehuda in his statement about Musaf means Ad Shashvias, means till the end of Shashvias. And in that last half hour, 6.5 of Musaf, we have an overlap between Musaf and Mincha. But now we have a situation of Kasha Reisha. We have a question on the Reisha, because at the beginning of our Mishnah with regard to Tfilas Mincha, we had the question that if we assume Ad V'Ad Bechlal, then my Iker Ben Rabbi Yehuda L'Rabbanan. If Rabbi Yehuda in Mincha, when he says Plaga Mincha, he means Ad V'Ad Bechlal, which swallows up the entire period of time from Plaga Mincha until the end, which means until Shkia, then that's exactly identical with the Sheet of the Chachamim. So we're really in a bind. On the one hand, from Musaf we see Ad the Ad Bechlal. On the other hand, from Mincha we see Ad V'Lod Bechlal. How do we reconcile this whole business? So the Gemara answers, Mi Sarvis the High Plag Mincha. Plag Achrona Ka'omar. Plag Rishona Ka'omar. When Rabbi Yehuda speaks about Mincha, as plag. What plag did he have in mind? We assumed that the plag HaMincha was plag Achrona, which means the last half of the Zman from Mincha Ketana until the Erev. No, let's reject that. Let's reinterpret Rabbi Yehuda. Plag Mincha means plag Rishona Ka'amar. In other words, he's referring not to the period of plag and on, but rather to the period from Mincha Gedola and on. And Mincha Gedola is from 6.5 hours, and the Zman of Mincha now becomes 5.5 hours, which is from Mincha Gedola until Shkia. Plaga Mincha would be half of that time. So if you take 5.5 hours and you divide it by half, you end up with Teisha Shos Urevia, 9.25 hours from the beginning of the day. And now we can apply the principle of Ad V'Ad Bechlal. And by doing so, we're saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Sof Zman Mincha is the end of the Machzis Rishona of Zman Mincha Ketana, whereas the Chachamim say that Mincha is till the Erev. So even though we're applying the principle of Ad, the Ad Bechlal, nevertheless, we still have a discrepancy, a machlokas here between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim on Sof Zman Mincha. When is the Sof Zman Mincha? And Rabbi Yehuda is now going to say from 9.25 hours, and we're going to have now a discrepancy of 2 hours and 3 quarters, and we now have a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. The only problem is, let's remind ourselves that there was a brisa that we quoted on Daf Chavav Amid Beis, and we proved from that brisa, because it was pretty explicit in that brisa, that Rabbi Yehuda was referring to plag mincha chrona, which means 11.25 hours rather than 9.25 hours. Just one second. So I just correct that. If we're going with plaga mincha chrona, then it's 9.75. I'm sorry, it's 10.75, which means 11 minus 1/4, 10.75. And we'll call it 10:45, as opposed to 9.25. So we had that brisa. Just to again quote the brisa, the brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad. Rabbi, what is the language of the brisa? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Plaga Mincha Achrona V'hi Achasas Reishos Chasa Revia, which is 10.75. So Hachi Komar, this is what he meant in the brisa. Eman Nafik Plag Rishona V'Oil Plag Achrona. When we finish up with the first half of Zman Mincha Ketana, and we begin the second half, Michi Nafki Achas Asrei Shos Chasa Revia, when 11 hours minus 1/4 hour, I mean 10.75 hours from the beginning of the day, that's the Sof Zman Mincha. Now, Rav Nachman is going to bring a proof from the Mishnah that Rav Yehuda holds Ad V'Ad Bechlal. Omer Rav Nachman Afanan Nami Tnina. We have a Mishnah in Edios in the 6th parak. Rav Yehuda Ben Bava Heyed Chamisha Dvarim. So there were 5 Piskei Halacha that came from Rav Yehuda Ben Bava. And here's the list of the 5. 1 is Shememani Mesaktana. In other words, sometimes we're going to teach the Ketana, who's the Yesoma Min Ha'av, and she was married off by a mother. We're going to teach her to be Mamayin in her Kiddushin, to be Mavatal, the Kiddushin L'mafreya. So again, Kiddushin Ketana are, shall I say, invalid, because she's a Labas Das, but if she has a father, the Torah gave the father a Yad to be Mekadish her. But if there's no father, then the Chacham were misaking that the mother or the brothers can marry her off, and that's called Kiddushei Miyun. It's not Kiddushei Torah. It doesn't require a get, but it requires Miyun, which means she has to make a statement, a declaration, Efshi, I don't want to be married to this man, and that's Mevatel the Kiddushei Mafreya. She's now Muteres Chol Adam. Rav Yehuda ben Becerra testifies that there are certain times when it's a mitzvah on Bezdin to teach this Ketana to be Mamayin. For example, there's a case of two brothers that were married to two sisters. One is Gedola, she's involved in Kiddushei Torah, and she needs a get. The other one is a Ketana, which only has Kiddushei Derabbanan. She was married off by her mother, and she could be Mamayin and go out. Now, the Baal of the Gedola died without children. And at this particular moment, since there are two brothers, and one brother survived, then the Ketana now falls for Yibum. And Minat Torah, she needs Yibum. So the Ketana now becomes Asura Olav, because she's Achos Zekukoso. So in order to solve this problem, we will encourage the Ketana to be Mema'enes. The second halacha that we got from Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is Shemesienes Aisha al Piedechad. If a married woman's husband went out to Medina Sayyam, we need testimony that her husband died to be Mata to marry, and we're going to rely on the testimony of one aid. Number three, al Tarnagol Sheniskal B'Yushalayim al Shaharigas HaNefesh. So Nebuch, there was a case of a Tarnagol that killed a baby, and they stoned the Tarnagol as like a din of Shar Shanogah HaSa'adam. And with regard to Shar Shanogah HaSa'adam Vahargo, the Torah says Ashar Yisokel, and we have a Gzeres Shavah from Shar to Shabbos to teach us that any Behema Chayvi Of has the same din as a Shar, and we put them to death if they killed a human being. Number four is al yayin ben arboim yom shenisnasech al gabi mizbeach, and it's considered yayin gomur because it is royal shaker. In other words, it has some alcoholic, intoxicating element to it. So that we talk about yayin migito is osel chatchil benisuch al gabi mizbeach, as the Gemara establishes Bava Basra, because with regard to Nesachim, the Torah says Nesach Shechar, which means Yayin HaMashaker. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is telling us that after 40 days, it becomes Yayin HaMashaker. It's no longer Yayin Megito, and therefore it's Royal Nisach HaGabi Mizbeach. And finally, the last halacha of the five, which is the one that's relevant to us, is Al Tomit Shel Shachar, Shekarev Bi'arba Shos. This reflects the Shita Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, that the latest time for the Tomit Shel Shachar is Arba Shos, the Chacham hold Ad Chatzos. The Afal Pichen, even though there was a testimony that the Tomit Shel Shachar is Karev Bishar Revius, in the fourth hour itself, which means that we're applying the principle of Ad V'ad Bechlal, Ishma Mino Ad V'ad Bechlal. Shma Mino. So that's the final maskana. We hold Ad V'ad Bechlal. We have successfully understood Rabbi Yehuda by Musaf, where there's an overlap between Musaf and Mincha. We have understood Rabbi Yehuda by Shachris, that Ad Arba Shos means to the end of the Arba Shos. We have understood Rabbi Yehuda by Mincha, the latest time for Mincha is to be calculated from what we call Plag Achrona. And therefore, the Sof Zman Mincha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Teisha Shos Revia Mitchila Sayon. Now, Rav Kahana paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rav Kahana locha ki Rabbi Yehuda, which means that the Tomit Shel Shachar is brought in the fourth hour, but not later than the fourth hour, and therefore Tefillah Shachris can be prayed until the fourth hour, but not beyond. Hoil usnan bibchirata.
Kavasa.
In other words, since we have the Mishnah in Edios, which reflects the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, therefore we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And this is an exception to the general rule that halacha kechachamim against Rabbi Yehuda. And even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Zman Tefillah Shachris is until the fourth hour, the Rambam tells us, and other Rishonim, that if you pass the fourth hour, then you can daven between the fourth and the sixth hour, and that's going to be a tefillah, but it's not a tefillah bizmana, but you get schar tefillah. And we gave an Ian Shir on this earlier today. Let's go back to the law that we studied in our Mishnah, not the Mishnah here, but the Mishnah in Edios, V'al Tomid Shel Shachar Shekarev B'Arba Shos. Man Tana L'ha D'Tan Rabbanon, who is the author who taught us what we learned in a Braisa with regard to the collecting of the man in Parshas Mishalach V'Yilaktu V'Yilkitu Oso B'Boker B'Boker Ish Kefi Achlo V'Cham HaShemesh V'Nameis. And that which was left in the field became dissolved, and it turned into water. It became like a nachal, a river. So the Braisa says that the demisas haman, this dissolving of the man, the melting away of the man, was bi'arba shos, in the fourth hour after the beginning of the day. Perhaps the meltdown of the man continued beyond the fourth hour until the sixth hour. How do you know that the pasuk is referring to the fourth hour? The Brice explains Kshu Omer, where elsewhere with regard to Avraham Avinu on the third day of his meal, it says Vehu Yoshev Pesach Ol Kechom Ayom, and the pasuk went out of its way to use this term Kechom HaShemesh in the case of Man, Kechom HaYom in the case of Avram sitting in front of his tent. And this change between what we call Kechom HaYom and Kechom HaShemesh is telling us that with regard to Avram Avinu Harei Shesh Shos Amur, there the word Kechom Ayom refers to the sixth hour, because it says Kechom Ayom, which is the point to which the sun reaches its zenith in the sky, and it's the hottest time of the day. And it means that the shade, if you had a pole standing on the ground, would start tilting towards the west. So that's the sixth hour. Homani and Mekayim, how do I understand in the case of Man, V'cham HaShemesh V'Namos, and here the Torah changes its language. Instead of using Kechom HaYom, it says Kechom HaShemesh, is B'Arba Shos, that V'cham HaShemesh here in Man is referring to the fourth hour, and there are places where it gets quite hot at that time, and that's when the meltdown of the man begins. But we see clearly from this braisa that we're talking about Shor Revius, and Shor Revius is no longer considered Boker. As long as the Lakitas Haman was going on, that's called Boker, as the Pasuk says, Vayilkitu Osoba Boker. And the Shor Revius, when the man began to melt down, it's no longer this man Lakita, and we've left Boker. It's no longer called Boker. Now, this Braisa has to be authored by Rabbi Yehuda Mani. Who does this? This Braisa reflects the sheet of whom? That, in other words, Revius is no longer Boker. That would seem to be Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara has the following problem. Why? Lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbanan. De'i Rabbi Yehuda, if this Braisa was authored by Rabbi Yehuda, then ad arba shos nami tzafrahu, until the end of the fourth hour, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's still considered Boker, because we're applying the principle according to Rabbi Yehuda of Ad V'Ad Bechlal. And here, we derive the conclusion that once we hit the fourth hour, it's no longer Boker. V'i Rabbanon Ad Chatzos Nami Tzafra, the Rabbanon hold that the day continues The Boker continues until midday. And we had already on Daf Chafov and Beis that the Tomid Shel Shachar, according to Chachomim, is Karev until Chatzos. So the Gemara offers two answers to this question. Ibois Emek Rabbi Yehuda, Ibois Emek Rabbanon. I can interpret this Brisa and reconcile it with Rabbi Yehuda or with the Rabbanon. Ibois Emek, if you'd like to reconcile it with the Rabbanon, then the Rabbanon hold that Boker extends until Chatzos. And nevertheless, with regard to Man, the Chachomim will admit that Boker is until the end of the third hour, because the Omer Krova Boker Ba Boker. There's a kfelus, there's a double language Ba Boker, Chalkeu L'Shnei Bekorim, that we're going to take the Boker and we're going to divide it into two parts. The first part ends at the end of the third hour, and the second at the end of the sixth hour, meaning at Chatzos, midday at noon. Ibaisem, if you want, I could reconcile this price with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Boker continues until the end of the fourth hour. And nevertheless, the Man, with regard to Man, the Boker is going to end at the end of the third hour. And that's because of the double language, Ba Boker, Hi Boker Yisera, the extra word Boker, is teaching us, Lahakdim lo Shah Achas, that the meltdown of the Man was 1 hour earlier than the end of Boker. The Gemara now asks the following question. The Kuli Alma Mia, everybody agrees in this Brisa that when it says V'cham HaShemesh V'nomos, that we're referring to Arba Shos, my Mashma, how does the Pasuk indicate the fourth hour? Omer Avach Bar Yaakov, Omer Kro, the Pasuk says V'cham HaShemesh V'nomos. It doesn't say Kechom HaYom, as it does with regard to Avram Avinu, referring to Chatzos. So it indicates that it's hot, and it's only hot because of the Shemesh, wherever the Shemesh is. In other words, Ach Tzonin B'mokom Atzel, in places where there's shade and there's no sun, it's going to be cold. Eze Hishosh HaShemesh Cham V'Atzel Tzonin, where is it that if you're in the sun, it's hot, but if you move towards the shade, it's cold. That's in the fourth hour. In other words, when it says Kechom Hayom in the case of Avram Avinu, that implies that it's hot whether there's Shemesh or there's no Shemesh, even if you go into the shade, because it's midday and that's when the sun is most powerful. So even if you're in a shade, which blocks out the sun, but the heat of the sun is still felt. So therefore, when the Torah says Kechom Hayom, what the Torah is trying to convey to us is that there's a Shah, there's a certain time during the day where it's hot everywhere. And where is that? Shah Shishis. It's even hot if you're located in the Tzel. You know, you're covered by, let's say, the foliage of a tree or a wall. But when the Torah says V'cham HaShemesh, it implies that it's only hot if you're located underneath the Shemesh, directly. You're getting direct sunlight, and you're getting the heat of the sun as opposed to being in the tzel. And at what point is it only hot under the shemesh, directly under the sunlight? That's etshah revius. And that's why the Torah here, in the case of man, uses the term v'cham HaShemesh to tell you that's only hot, and therefore the man is dissolving only under the shemesh. That's the fourth hour, when it's only hot directly under the shemesh. It doesn't use the term Kechom Hayom, because that would imply that it's hot even if you're not directly under the Shemesh, and that's at the sixth hour. The Mishnah told us that Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Plag HaMincha. The Gemara now wants to know, how do we paskin as far as the Sof Zman Mincha is concerned? Omele Rav Chizda Rav Yitzchak Chosam, with regard to Shachris, we have the statement of Rav Kahana that Allah is Rabbi Yehuda, but that's because Bibchirta Kavose, we have the Mishnah in Edios, which is a choice Mishnah that paskins and reflects the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. That's as far as Tfilas Shachris is concerned, but as far, and that means the end of the fourth hour. But Hochamai, but with regard to Tfilas Mincha, how do we paskin Ishtik? Rav Yitzchak did not have an answer. He didn't say a word. Omer Rav Chizda, so Rav Chizda originally asked this question, Nechzeh Anonit declares that we can perhaps come to some conclusion about this question, about Sof Zman tefilas mincha from midrav, from the minhag of Rav. Rav matzli means, tzilusa is the noun of prayer in Aramaic, and matzli is the verb. He would daven tefilas arvish shel Shabbos, be erev Shabbos mibod yom. This is what we do during the summer months. We very often will daven in shul, the entire davening before it's dark out. We don't want to go home, you know, at a very, very late hour during the summer when Tzeis HaKolchovim is at 9 o'clock in the evening. So we daven at 7. We have what we call early Shabbos. And this is all based on our Gemara here of Rav, that Rav would actually daven the Tfilas Shabbos, means the Tfilas Arvis Mibod Yom, before technically it's Shabbos, if you will. Again, it'll be Shabbos because of Tosefah Shabbos, Kabbalah Shabbos, but astronomically it's not Shabbos. Shma Mina, the Gemara derives from this, Rav Chisda, Halacha Kir Rabbi Yehuda, that Zman Mincha is only until Plag HaMincha, and afterwards we begin the Zman of Arvis. So the Gemara rejects this. Adarabba, on the contrary, Midrav Huna V'Rabbanon, from the fact that Rav Huna and the Rabbanon lo avi matzli ad urta, they would not daven until it got dark out. And you're proving it from Rav, but what about Rav Huna and the Rabbanon? Is Shmamina ein halacha ki Rav Yehuda? The fact that Rav Huna and Rabbanon would not daven Mayriv until Laila Mamish on Leil Shabbos means because they held that the earliest time for Mayriv is at Laila, because Mincha continues until Laila, which is a reflection of the Shita of Chachamim and not Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara concludes, Hashdilo idmar hilchasa lo kemar v'lo kemar. We don't have a final conclusion as to whether we pass like Chachamim or like Rabbi Yehuda, because we have the sheet of Rav that indicates that we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Zman Mayriv is earlier. We have the story of the Rabbanan and Rav Huna who did not accept Rav. They would wait till Laila to daven Mayriv, therefore they pass in like the Chachamim of Rabbi Yehuda. Is the Ovid Kemar Ovid Udi Ovid Kemar Ovid? Those Chachamim who follow the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, they're doing the right thing, and those who follow the sheet of the Chachamim and they extend Tfilas Mincha till Shkia, they're also doing it Kedas Ukedin. And here we have a Tosfos Divrei HaMaskil Ha, just one second, Tosfos Divrei HaMaskil Toshma, and the Gemara says that whether you're noig like the Chachamim and you daven mincha till Laila, whether you're noig like Rabbi Yehuda and you hold that already after plaga mincha it's Laila, and therefore you cannot daven mincha, either way you're noig kedin. And here we get into a whole discussion about whether you could be noig on some occasions like Rabbi Yehuda and some occasions like the Chachamim. The Rashba and the Rosh are of the opinion that if somebody wants to be noig to be mispal mayriv from plaga mincha like Rabbi Yehuda, he cannot daven mincha after plaga mincha, because if he's noig like Rabbi Yehuda and therefore he davens mayriv after plaga mincha, he doesn't have the freedom to be noig like the Chachamim. And if on the flip side he's noig like the Chachamim, he cannot be noig like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rabbi Yonah adds that if somebody would jump ship here and do both, he's involved in a tarti disasre. Sometimes he's being dad mincha, plaga mincha as yom, and sometimes he's telling us it's already laila after plaga mincha. However, b'di'evet, he said if he would be mispal arvis after plaga mincha, he would be yotze, even though he normally would daven mincha at that time. The Meiri, however, writes that only on one day, on one single day, he cannot cross political lines here. He cannot be mispaled mincha after plaga mincha and mayriv before nightfall. But on two different days, he could be knowing on one day like Rabbi Yehuda and another like the Chachamim. And the Meiri is not the only one who holds like that. The Ra'ah holds like that. and he quotes a Gemara in Erevin to prove that you could do such a thing. So this becomes an issue in the poskim. We now continue with the story of Rav, that he would daven Ma'ariv on Shabbos when it was still light out. Rav Ikla Lebei Gniva. Rav was in the house of Gniva. Vitzole Shal Shabbos B'Erev Shabbos. He davened Tfilas Arvis of Shabbos before nightfall. He was Mekabel on himself Shabbos within his Tfilah Mibod Yom, because in the Tfilah of Shabbos you have Shabbos. Vami Matzli, and then he would be Mispalel. Now, the Gemara tells us, Havi Matzli, Rabbi Yirmiah bar Abba lachori de Rav. So Rabbi Yirmiah was davening behind Rav. V'siyem Rav, when Rav finishes his tefillah, v'lo paskei l'tzoluse de Rabbi Yirmiah, and he wasn't mafsik the tefillah of Rabbi Yirmiah. In other words, lo hifsik bein Rabbi Yirmiah lakosel, lavo lefonov bi'odo mispalel. He would not cross over between Rabbi Yehuda and the wall. So Rabbi Yehuda was near the wall, so Rav would have to pass between Rabbi Yirmiah and the wall in order to get back to his place where he was sitting. But instead, Nishar b'mekomo, he remained in his place. Shmamina tlas. We derive from this story three different dinim. Number one, Shmamina mispal odom shel Shabbos b'erev Shabbos, that a person could daven ma'ariv even though it's before nightfall. Shmamina mispal el talmud achorei rabo. Rabbi Yirmiah was a talmud of Rav, and yet he davened behind Rav. That's not a p'chisus hakovid. Ushmamina also lava k'neged mispalim. You're not allowed to pass in front of a mispalel while he's involved in his tefillah. And some say that the reason for this is because you're being mevatel is kavana. Others say because it's the shechina k'negdo, and you can't be mafsik between the person and the shechina. And Misayele Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, this is a support for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who says, Osur lavar k'neged mispalelim, you're not allowed to pass in front of the mispalelim. The Gemara now asks the question, Eini, is really the din so that you're not allowed to pass in front of the mispalel v'ha, Rabbi Ami, Rav Asi, Chalfi, they actually passed in front of the mispalel. The Gemara answers, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Chutzlar ba'abas hu de Chalfi. When they passed in front of the mispalel, they didn't do it right directly in front of the mispalel, but rather it was four amas away. And when it says that you're not allowed to pass in front of the mispalel, that's within a radius, a close proximity of four amos. The Gemara now goes back to the story of Rav, and the Gemara asks the kash on Rabbi Yirmiah. For Rabbi Yirmiah, hechi ovidachi, is it really appropriate for Rabbi Yirmiah to daven behind his Rebbe Rav? For Amar Rabbi Yudam Rav li olam al yispalel adam. And now we're turning to Chav Zayin of Beis, lo kineged rabo, velo achore rabo. A person should not daven next to his Rebbe, as if he's equal to his Rebbe, and not behind his Rebbe. That's like gaiva if he davens right behind his Rebbe. And Rashi points out that this is similar to the Isus Mispalel Yad Rabo. V'tanya, we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, HaMispalel Achori Rabo V'anosein Sholom L'Rabo. If he initiates peace, Shalom Aleicha Rebbe, V'amachzer Sholom Rabo, if he responds to his Rebbe like he would to anyone, and he doesn't say Shalom Aleicha Rabbi, he just says Aleichem Sholom, V'acholik al yeshivaso shel rabo, if a person is poresh from yeshivaso shel rabo, in other words, instead of learning in his Rebbe's yeshiva, he decides to break away and make a breakaway yeshiva. V'omer davar shelo shama mipi rabo, if a person quotes a halacha in the name of his rab, in his name of his rab, but he never actually heard it from him. In all these cases, goreim l'shchinah shetistalik miYisrael. These are all the common denominators. They undermine the covet of Rav, and the covet of Rav is like the covet of Shechina, and they cause the siluk Shechina Yisrael. In any event, it's clear from this brisa that when Rabbi Yirmiah was davening me'achorei his Rebbe Rav, he's violating this Isur of Oslis Pal me'achorei Rabo. How do we justify Rav Yirmiyah's behavior? Shani Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba the Talmud Chaver Havi. Rav Yirmiyah was not a full-fledged student of Rav, but rather he was a colleague of Rav, so to speak. He was not in the same category as the other Talmidim of Rav, who certainly would be enjoined from davening behind Rav, the Rebbe, but he was a Talmud Chaver. And he had a status of almost similar to Rav. He's a little bit less than Rav. He would daven behind Rav, but that was acceptable behavior in the case of a Talmud Chaver. Now, although Rashi interprets that the reason why the Talmud should not be davening behind his Rebbe is because of Yura, because of Gaiva, based on a Gemara in Yuma, apparently, the Gemara says, HaMahalich HaChori Rabbi HaRezah Mikase HaRuach, but Tosus, Divya Maskel Velo, indicates that if somebody was Piresh She'en Lispal Me'achor Rab, because it looks like he's Mishtachvel Rab, Rabbi Yonah says that the reason why we should be Mefarish, that you're not allowed to daven Me'achor Rab, is because he might box in his Rebbe won't be able to take his Psios Lachorov. But some say that this Isser only applies in Yechidus, when they're davening be Yechidus. If they're Mishtachvel in a Tzibur, then this is the way you set up the yeshiva in a synagogue or in a house of study. That's the Seder Yeshivas, that we could be Mekil. Everybody knows that the reason why the Talmud is behind his Rebbe is because, not because he's Bal Gaiva, not because it looks like he's bowing to him, but because that's the Seder Yeshiva in a Beis HaKnesses for Tfilas HaTzibur. Even though someone could be Machbir even in that case. Now, Rabbi Yehuda prohibited being mispal liyad Rabbo or me'achori Rabbo. The Rabbi Yonah says kolshkein for sure. There's an Easter mispal in front of his Rebbe. That's an even greater bizoyah to his Rebbe if he stands in front of his Rebbe. Rabbi Yonah says that all these prohibitions apply within a radius of Arba Amos, but if he's Marchik Arba Amos, he's allowed to be Mispal Me'achorov, and certainly Liyodo. As far as Lifnei Rabbo, Chutz Mi Arba Amos, that's going to be an issue. Now, with regard to Shela Shalom, we have Shela Shalom Shel Rav LeTalmud, he says Shalom Alecha. The Shela Shalom of a Talmud to his Rebbe is Shalom Alecha Rebbe. But Rabbeinu Yonah points out that a Talmud is not allowed to be makdim shalom l'rabo at all. And this he bases on the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. And when the Gemara speaks about kedei she'elas Talmud l'rav, the kavana is that he is being machzir shalom to his Rebbe. But he doesn't initiate shalom to his Rebbe, even if he says shalom alecha Rebbe. However, that doesn't seem to be the sheet of Rashi. Rashi seems to indicate that as long as he says Shalom Alecha Rabbi, then even if he takes the initiative, he's allowed to do so. Now, some say, based on a Gemara Kiddushin, that if a person is being mechabed his father or his mother, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Marli ani aleichem kilu darti beinechem v'chabduni. And if on the contrary a person is nevach mitzara his father, his mother, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yofa asisi shalo darti beinechem. So that once again, we have a case of Shechina and Chas V'Shalom Siluk Shechina. And how much more so in the case of someone who's not mechabed his Rebbe, which is an even greater covenant than his parents. That's based on the mission at the end of Mitzia, of the end of Eilat Mitzias. So if a mispal is machori rabo, or if a person gives shalom to his rabbi the same way that he would give it to anyone else, or machzor shalom rabo, or cholik al yeshivosos rabo, in all these cases he's not knowing kovid rabo, then for sure he's goreim siluk shchina. What is the definition of a Talmud chaver? It means he's a chacham kemoso, but he learned from him some Torah. The Rambam says, "Kol shel lo lomad mimenu rov chachmas areyu talmid chaver." So he did learn from his Rebbe, but only a limited amount. That's not his real Rebbe Mufak. And the Marik is famous for saying that a talmid chaver is someone who, although he learned rov chachmas from him, But nevertheless, he became a gadol like his Rebbe. Vaxdois, he became such a great person in his own right that he has the status of a Rebbe. Now, the Gemara says that a Talmud Chaver is allowed to be mispal me'achori rabo. And the Beis Yosef and Archaim Siman Tzadi says that in any event, a Talmud Chaver should not be mispal lifnei rabo. And perhaps even me'achori rabo, he should avoid it, because it's a bizui. However, from our Gemara of Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba as the Talmud Chaver of Rav, you get the impression that there was no bizoin at all in davening Achorov, so that the Chumrah here of the Beis Yosef in the case of a Talmud Chaver is a Chumrah beyond what we learned here in our Sugya. Now, exactly who was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba? For that, you have to learn the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Vav. Let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara wants to bring a proof that Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba was actually a Talmud Chaver of Rav. Hainu dekamar lei Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba le Rav. That is why Rabbi Yirmiyah said to Rav on that day that Rav was davening Ma'ariv of Shabbos Mibod Yom, Mi Bidalt, did you separate yourself from Malacha through this tefillah, meaning was your tefillah's arvis itself a Kabbalah Shabbos? Amalei, so Rav responded, in Bedilna, I took it upon myself that I would refrain from Malacha. Now, from the fact that Rav Yirmiyah used the term Mi Bedalt, he didn't say to him Mi Bedal Mar. Usually you talk to your Rebbe in third person, he spoke to him in second person. You see clearly that he was a Talmud Chaver of Rav. Now let's go back to Rav. Rav was Makabel Shabbos b'tfilaso b'vod yom, and therefore he was enjoined from doing malach. The Gemara asks Akasha on this principle. Mi bedil, does it mean that a person who's davening ma'ariv b'od yom, he's Makabel Shabbos in his tefillah, and he has to be mavdil himself, he has to separate himself from Malach v'omer Rabbi Ovin, pamachas, his palal, Rebbe shel Shabbos b'erev Shabbos, nichnas l'merchatz, v'nichnas l'merchatz v'yotza, v'shan olon pirkin. So we see that Rebbe daven ma'ariv of erev Shabbos, of Shabbos and erev Shabbos, and yet he went into the merchatz, V'yotza v'shanolam pirkin. He taught us this perek. V'adayin lo chashecha. But from the fact that he went into the merchatz after he was kiilu makabel Shabbos b'tfilas v'od yom, we see clearly that he doesn't have to be mavdil himself. He doesn't have to separate himself from malacha, because again on Shabbos you're not allowed to go into a beis hamerchatz and sweat, as they did in the old beis hamerchatz, batei merchatz. And this is all based on a Gemara in Parakira and Shabbos Daf Mem, that initially they would wash themselves in hot water and so forth and so on, as long as the water was heated up in Erev Shabbos. But because the Balonim, those who were in charge of the Beis HaMerchotzos, they started heating up the water on Shabbos, and they lied and they said, no, we heat it up on Erev Shabbos. Chachamim made an Iser that you're not allowed to wash in hot water at all, even if the water was heated up on Erev Shabbos. So the Gemara now understands that once this Gzeira was instituted on Rechitza V'chamin and Zeya and so forth and so on, then how could it be that Rebbe went into the Merchatz after he was Mekabel Shabbos B'Tfiloso? Apparently, you don't have to be Mavdil yourself from Malacha until nightfall, even though he's Mekabel Shabbos B'Tfiloso. Now, what kind of Kabbalah Shabbos is it without an Isur Malach? You're going to have to say that Shabbos divides into two parts. There's the positive elements of Shabbos, the kumvas, say the mitzvahs like Zochas, the Shabbos Lakadsho, etc. And there's the losas of lotasu kol malacha. You could split between the two, and you could have a Kabbalah Shabbos just for mitzvos, and therefore you could daven already because of that Kabbalah Shabbos. But on the other hand, it's not a Kabbalah Shabbos as far as Isur Malach. The Gemara says, no. Omar Rava, hu denichnas la'zia, kodim gzerahava. When Rebbe actually went in to the Schwitzbad, and he would sweat because of the heat of the Beis HaMerchatz, he didn't wash himself with hot water. He was just sweating, and that was before the gzerah. In other words, at stage number one, the Chachamim, because of the Gzeres Palonim, they instituted an Iser of washing yourself in hot water. Then, at a later stage, when the Chachamim realized that people were washing themselves in hot water that was heated on Erev Shabbos, and they weren't abiding by this Gzerah, and they would claim that they were only going into Shvitz, and the wetness on their body was only Zeah, then the Chachamim said, you're not allowed to even go into a Shvitz, but even if you're not washing yourself off with hot water on Shabbos, and in between the first Gzerah and the second, that's when Rebbe went into the Beis HaMerchatz before nightfall, when he davened Ma'ariv of Leil Shabbos, B'Erev Shabbos, Mibod Yom. So Nichnas L'Merchatz V'Yotza means that although he went in, he didn't go in to pour hot water on his body to really rinse himself or bathe himself in hot water, but rather he only did it Nichnas L'Hazia, and this was before the second Gzerah that prohibited Lazia V'Beis HaMerchatz, and he was allowed to do that even on Shabbos itself. So there's no proof from this story of Rebbe that you're allowed to do Malach after you Makabel Shabbos in Tfilas Mincha Mibod Yom. Now this is a problem because the Gemara in Shabbos Adaf Mem Amid Beis assumes that the Maisa of Rebbe, this whole story, was after the Gzeres Zeah. And you can take a look in that Sugya, and the Tzlach here in our Sugya tries to reconcile our Sugya with the Gemara in Shabbos. Now the Gemara asks a question on this Halach that we derive from Rav, that there is an Isa Malacha through Kabbalah Shabbos B'mincha Mivod Yom. Eini, is this really so? V'abayi Sharalon Sharale L'Rabbi Dimi Bar Levi L'Chvruye Sali. Abayi was Matir for Avdimi to make these Salim, these baskets from Kavruye. Kavruye is called Gafrit, some sort of a sulfur type of substance, and they were made from Nitzarim, and they were used to be Malaben, and this was after the Tfilas Arvis of Shabbos on Erev Shabbos Mibod Yom. You see clearly that you don't have to be Mavdil yourself in Malacha, even though you were Makabel Shabbos B'Tfilah Mibod Yom. And the Gemara answers, no, Hahu Ta'usa Havi, that Maisa in which Abai was Matir Avdimi to do Malacha, that was because Ravdimi was Makabel Shabbos B'Taus. It was a dark day because it was a very, very cloudy day, and Ravdimi mistakenly thought it was time for Avos of Shabbos. It was already nightfall, but then the clouds dispersed, and it became clear to him that was it still day. And that's why Abai was matir him to continue his malacha, because the Kabbalah Shabbos Mivod Yom was based on a toast. And if there was a Kabbalah Shabbos that was deliberate and not mistaken, then Enoch Inami, you'd have to be mavdil yourself from a malacha. Rashi, Diva Maska Lichvruye Sali, says, La'asheno son begofris. In other words, he would use this sulfur substance to light a fire that would heat it up to la'ashen. La'ashen somehow means that the ashan, the smoke that came out of this fire, would somehow create this kli or be malabing the kli. And he probably violated a whole bunch of different malachas in creating this kli. So now the Gemara asks for Ta'usa mihadra, is it so that if a person was Makabel Shabbos b'tos, thinking that it was already light, it was already dark out, that the Kabbalah Shabbos is completely null and void? Is there a din of toast with regard to Kabbalah Shabbos? V'ha'omar Avidan, we have a statement of Avidan, he was an Amora, he was the Abba Yudan, that was his name, but for Ketzorah they took Abba Yudan, they shortened and they made it Avidan, and you'll check this out in Tosfos. In any event, Pam Achas Niskashru Shamayim B'Ovin, Avidan tells us that in one particular occasion, on Erev Shabbos, the sky was covered with with clouds. And everybody thought it was nightfall already. They davened Ma'ariv. Oh, this was on Shabbos, I'm sorry, not on Friday. Shalmotzi Shabbos b'Shabbos. And then is Pazru ha'oven v'zorcha chama. When the clouds dispersed, they saw the sun, and they realized that they had made a big mistake. They thought that Shabbos had already ended. They had already davened the tefillah of Motzi Shabbos, but it was still really Shabbos. Ubo v'sholus Rebbe, so they asked Rebbe what they should do. V'yomer, Rebbe said, hold this palus palalu. You don't have to daven a second time after Chashecha when it becomes really, really dark. Emistika dark. And even though the tefillah was betos, so the Gemara now makes the following analogy, that just like in the case of tefillah betos, they daven Ma'ariv when it really wasn't time for Ma'ariv. Nevertheless, Rebbe said that tefillah is valid. So too, in the case of somebody who was Mekabel Shabbos by davening Ma'ariv on Erev Shabbos, and it turned out it was a toast, he thought it was nightfall, he doesn't have to repeat his tefillah a second time around. And since his tefillah is valid, and it therefore generates a Kabbalah Shabbos, we should say that he's certainly Osur Melacha. So basically what we're doing is we're saying that a tefillah b'toz, when you thought it was nightfall and it wasn't, is chal, and that was the case of Motzi Shabbos, or a tefillah of Arvis on Erev Shabbos, when you thought it was dark and you made a toz, that also is a tefillah that's viable, that's valid. And if the tefillah is valid, then ipso facto it generates an Issur Melacha through Kabbalah Shabbos. So why did Abaye allow Rav Dimi to do malach at that time? And the Gemara answers that really tefillah betos is not a tefillah, and he has to daven a second time, but shayni tzibu delo machachinen lehu. Which means that the story of Rebbe was a story of the tzibur, and the tzibur is treated differently than the yochid. We're not going to be matriach the tzibur to be chozer mispala. The yochid, on the other hand, if he daven betos, then he's chozer mispalel. And some say that the difference between Yochanan and Tzibur in this context is dafka with regard to a tefillah after Plaga Mincha. If let's say they had davened betos before Plaga Mincha, then even a Tzibur would be matriach, the Tzibur to be chozer and mispalel. After Plaga Mincha, we can at least rely on the Shita of Yehuda, and therefore Rebbe b'Tzibur was not matriach them to daven again. Whereas a yachid is always chayv to mispal again in such a situation. Omer Abchiyah bar Ovin Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos Berav Shabbos Rav Yoshia Matzli Shal Motzi Shabbos B'Shabbos. So Rav Yoshia would daven a Tfilas Arvis of Motzi Shabbos when it was still Shabbos, it was still light out. And the Gemara has a doubt as to whether this story, which Rav Chiyah brings down Lagabi Rav, if somebody was makdim his tefillas arvis of Shabbos to Erev Shabbos, can he recite Kiddush? Rav Tzali shall Shabbos be Erev Shabbos. Omer Kiddush alakos. O Eino Omer Kiddush alakos. Could it be that this Kabbalah Shabbos through Ma'ariv Mibojom is only a partial Kabbalah Shabbos? He's only Mekabel Shabbos as far as Issur Melacha is concerned, but not as far as Zochus Yom Shabbos L'Kadsho. As far as the aspect of Shabbos of Essay, Toshma, the Omer of Nachman Omer Shmuel, Mispal Adam Shal Shabbos, Yerv Shabbos, Vi Omer, Kiddush Alakos, Vi Hilchus HaKavasei. So once he's Mekabel Shabbos, even though it's Mibod Yom, it's still light out, he can be Mekadosh Aliyayin. And that's the end of that suffix that we raised here. Now let's go on to Rav Yoshia. Rav Yoshia, Matzli Shal Motzi Shabbos B'Shabbos. Omer Abdullah Kos. O Eino Omer Abdullah Kos. Toshma, the Omer Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Mispal Adam Shal Motzi Shabbos B'Shabbos. Me Omer Abdullah Kos. He could even recite Havdalah. Which means that Havdalah is a relationship to Su'uda, meaning to separate between Onik Shabbos and Motzi Shabbos. So if he started a Su'uda before it got dark, so then that Su'uda could continue as it was begun as a Suda Shabbos, but if it's after dark or after you recite Avdolah, then he sets up a Suda Schol, and Avdolah Yayin is related to that Suda Schol. The Gemara now brings another story as far as Tefillah Mibod Yom. Amar of Zera, Amar of Asi, Amar of Elazar, Amar of Chanin, Amar Rav, a whole train over here. Bitzad Amud, Zem Espal, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Arvis Shal Shabbos B'Erev Shabbos. In other words, this was the Amud, this was the pillar where Rabbi Shmuel would daven on Friday night, a tefillas arvis before it was nightfall. Ki asa ula, when Ula came from Eretz Yisrael to Baval, he disagreed. Omar, he says, no, this wasn't the story. Betzad tmara havi, velo betzad amud havi, that Rabbi Shmuel davened next to a day tree, but not next to an amud. And not only that, lo Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, the story is not about Rabbi Shmuel, but about Rabbi Lozar, Rabbi Yossi, v'lo shel Shabbos b'erev Shabbos, el shel motzi Shabbos b'Shabbos. The Mishnah continues and says, tefilas erev ein lo keva. My ein lo keva, what does it mean that tefilas arvis has no keva? Ilema di boy matzli kule lailo. If the Mishnah had in mind that he could daven throughout the entire night, he's not limited, as we spoke in Kriyat Shema at the beginning of the Masechta, is listeni, the Mishnah should have said tefilas erev kol halailo, that you can daven mayer of the whole night. Elamai, what does ein lo keva mean? So Gemara answers, kimandi omar. This reflects the shita of the Mandiyom, who says Tfilas Arvis Rishus. The Omer Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul Tfilas Arvis from Gamliel Omer Chova Rabbi Yeshua Omer Rishus. And our Mishnah reflects the shita of Rabbi Yeshua that Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus. Omer Rabbi Alocha Kidiria Omer Chova V'Rov Amar Alocha Kidiria Omer Rishus. So what the Gemara wants to say is that this language, this lashon of Ein Lo Keva, which appears in the in our Mishnah, includes two things. Number one, that it doesn't have a chova. It's not like Shachar Sumincha. That's called Ein Lo Keva. Kva means a chova. And not only that, it also has a double meaning, another meaning of Ein Lo Zman Kavua. The Zman is during the whole night. Okay, this is where we're going to stop for today. Let's make a note that we got up to Tana Rabbana Maisa B'Talmud Echad here on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis.